Wow, thank you all very much. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a mission. Thank you all very much. We have a mission, and that is to elect Courtney Watson as the next county executive in Howard County. Every one of you, even if you're not from Howard County, you know people who live in Howard County. Spread the word. We need your help. We will make sure Howard County continues to be a reliably progressive jurisdiction under Courtney's leadership. Listen, I have the great privilege of batting cleanup, I think. So for those of y'all looking at your watch, knowing you have to get back to work, I'm going to be brief. I want to say thank you. Frankly, I'm surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised so many of you are still here. Thank you for your support on behalf of the next governor of Maryland, Anthony Brown. I want to echo his thank yous of each and every one of you for the role you played, whether you were supporting the Brown-Ullman team, whether you were a supporter of one of our friends running for governor who we've heard this morning. We need you. We are so excited to see you here this morning. I want to echo Peter Franchot's compliments of Yvette Lewis and best wishes on her anniversary. Another round of applause for Yvette Lewis and the great work she does. You've had to put up with Ed for 37 years. Wow. Let's tell him I was kidding when I said that, please. Listen, I just want to echo the Lieutenant Governor's thank yous of Doug Gansler and Jolene Ivey. I know Jolene wanted to be here, but apparently she's with her mom and some cats, we heard from Doug. I want to thank Glenn for being here and Jolene and Glenn's careers of public service, and I know they have a lot more to give to the citizens of Maryland. I want to thank Heather Mazier for your leadership and your career and commitment to public service and the issues that we're going to continue to fight for. I want to thank Delmon Coates, who texted me this morning, his 100% strong support of our team and is out of town giving a speech this morning out of state. But I thank both of you and your teams. Listen, we've had a conversation over the last year amongst a family. And yes, it was a spirited, passionate conversation. But that is a far different conversation than we're about to have over the next 111 days. As you heard the Lieutenant Governor say earlier, we need you. For those of you who said to the Lieutenant Governor, have said to me, you got this, it's a cakewalk, let me echo the Lieutenant Governor, we need you. The next 111 days are a far different conversation than the one we've just had, a far different conversation. So I just will end with a couple of simple questions. Who's ready to roll up their sleeves and get to work to help spread our democratic values throughout the state of Maryland? Who's ready to spend the next 111 days, sleeves rolled up, electing Anthony Brown as our next governor of the great state of Maryland? We need you. We thank you. Let's go get to work. Thank you all very much.